All right, let's get to Dan Eddy. He is the general manager of the Canadian Pro Rodeo, and he joins us now. Dan, first of all, your reaction when you saw the report coming out of Northlands on the couple of options that are before them, and I guess before, you know, a lot of us, in terms of the future of Rexall Place, and then what it might mean to the future of the event here in Edmonton for you.
Well, I think certainly it didn't take us that, you know, we weren't surprised by, you know, by the announcement, because we've been preparing for that announcement for, you know, well over a year. I think when they announced that the new stadium was going to be built, you know, the conversation immediately turned to what's going to happen with Rexall. Right now, we have a contract through 2015-2016 with Northlands to have our CFR event at Rexall Place, so we're very focused on making that, the next 2 years, the most exciting event that we can possibly make it.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your second part of your question, there's been a lot of conversation. I've been getting a lot of calls as to where's the CFR going. Is it going to stay in Edmonton? Is there a possibility of moving it to another city? And right now, we're committed to Edmontonians and to Alberta to do our very best, you know, to have the CFR remain, you know, in Edmonton and Alberta. However, we do have options that it will be, you know, that are opening up for us that we would need to certainly have a close look at and let our membership decide.
Dana, and forgive me for not understanding the process. I mean, you've been here since 1975, so clearly it's a relationship that works, but I can't imagine that an event of the size and financial magnitude of yours, you wouldn't be heavily courted. I mean, over the years, have you had an opportunity to go elsewhere?
You know, it's one of those things. It's one of those events that seems to, it just happens. You know, it was an event that was in the history in the DNA of the city of Edmonton. I know I've heard, you know, conflicting numbers over the last several months of how much money it brings into the city, you know, anywhere between, you know, I've heard $40 million and $60 million. But I know that when you talk to the hotel groups and the tourism bureaus, you know, they're always excited and pleased at the events in Edmonton. I think over the, there was a bid, I hear, years and years, when I say bid, I think there was another city that had called years ago and said, could we possibly host it? And I believe the association at that time said, no, we're keeping it at Edmonton. And one of the main reasons is that the staff at Northlands, they really knew rodeo.
Right.
And so it was easy to work, you know, that event, and certainly Alberta being a, you know, a center for rodeo in Canada. I think with our strategy, our business strategy has certainly evolved, and one of the reasons I was brought on here was to create a national strategy where we would be, you know, hosting events from Halifax to BC, you know, as early as 2017. So, you know, doing more of our own rodeo. So you're right. I'm sure there are some other cities. We've talked of other cities on different things, not specifically the CFR, but just on expansion plans and things like that. But, you know, we would certainly work our very best to keep it in the city. But, again, like this, you know, like I say, the CPRA, the Pro Rodeo Canada, is open for business.
Dan Eddy joining us. He's the general manager of the Canadian Pro Rodeo. Dan, I an awkward question, and I don't mean to put you in the middle of the two groups. That's not my intent here, but it is to just ask you, you know, if somehow the two groups are able to work out an agreement and therefore keeping Rexall Place or the whatever it's going to be called going forward, and it were scaled down in size, can that work for your needs? I mean, it's a big event. It seems to me like you need all whatever 16,000 seats.
That's a very good question. Because right now, you know, in dealing, you know, I feel so bad for the Northlands folks because they're great folks, and I don't think really today they know, you know, what's going to happen with the stadium. Obviously, there are some, you know, choices before the board, but there's certainly no clear-cut, you know, decision made on what it's going to be. I think we know this. It'll be different than it is today, whether it's, you know, just a blank piece of dirt, which I don't think that would happen. I think that would be a silly thing to do, but I think a, you know, a good business model maybe to downsize the arena so it's not going head-to-head with a new arena. But certainly then would come into question as we're certainly not going to turn away fans. You know, some of the events, some of the nights at the CFR have, you know, 14 to 16,000 people. So a 5 to 10,000 seat arena just wouldn't work for us.
Right.
So you're exactly right. And that would be the biggest challenge going forward. Even if they downsized it and they had suite opportunities, you know, that it could potentially be just as much revenue. But what I would have a difficulty doing is turning the fans away, because our decision in the future will be based on our fans and on our pro athletes.
Is, if you don't mind me asking, take the temperature of your business right now. Are these good times? Is it in a growth mode?
Well, right now it's probably the best time in our history. You know, right now we presented to our membership, you know, kind of a 30,000 foot view of where we're going by 2017. You know, and that's with a national rodeo series, And that includes some of our existing partners as well, some of our rodeos now that would be a part of that series. So certainly not just us doing our own rodeos. But we are doing a Pro Rodeo Canada final in October, which is the second year that we've ran our own event. And so we're primarily the reason we're doing that is so we can learn more about what our rodeo committees experience. So as we put on more of our own rodeos as an association, we're able to now know, you know, kind of some of the things they go through when they're putting on an event.
The conversations with OEG and the group there, I'm assuming, are in their infancy with your organization?
We've been, you know, in contact certainly with the Oiler Group and, you know, and with Northlands over the last, I've met, you know, I just started here in March, on March the 16th, but I spent about a month before that just, you know, out in the area and meeting with the key players. So, you know, we certainly had some preliminary discussions with both. I think, you know, right now we've got a brand new stadium downtown that doesn't have a roof on it. So, you know, the next 2 years are really, really focused on growing the CFR at Rexall Place so that, that we can take that exciting business model and move it to where we need to move it.
In terms of timing, Dan, what needs to happen from your end? I realize, you know, that things have to play out, but in order for you to make good decisions for your organization and that event, when would you like to hear a direction on Rexall and Northlands and how they're going to coexist, if at all?
Well, my experience has been that most major arenas need 16 to 18 months booking time. And then there's a couple of month process if you're doing anything on a bidding process. So that puts us into the close to the 20-month mark, and 2017 is 20 months away. So, you know, the sooner that we know, I mean, right now it looks like from the three business models that were suggested at the press conference, it's not going to suit the CFR. You know, if any one of those business models are chosen, it's really not going to suit us because of the capacity. You know, so that's kind of where we're at. So our plan is we need to look at some options, because a 10,000 seat arena or a 5,000 seat arena or whatever that might look like isn't going to work, you know, for us. But also we need to know what that business model is. I mean, if they decide to leave it at 14,000 or 10 or 12, like with more suites and maybe more room to expand a temporary seating. So the quicker they can come up with that decision, the quicker it'll help us in our planning process.
Dan, we appreciate the time today. Thank you for the insight.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Dan Eddy there, the general manager, Canadian Pro Rodeo. Interesting times. They got to get on with their business, yet they obviously waiting, and some very important decisions are going to have to tumble sooner than later in order for them to make a decision on whether the rodeo is going to continue here. 1975. You know, I guess with no disrespect to Klondike Days, and that's our stampede here. K-Days, yes. Sorry.